He was nervous. He was about to step up to the starting line to run the race of his life. Like every other human being who'd ever walked the earth, he'd never done this before. He'd never run a mile in less than 4 minutes. But today he felt different. It just feels right now, he said. And as he looked down at the track, he felt the excitement in his body. He had a worthy outcome in mind, to be the first human being to break the 4-minute mile, to break that barrier and show people what's possible. Many told him it was impossible, and of course he'd failed many times before. He'd never succeeded before. And yet he and his coach had laid out a training program that prepared him physically and mentally for this moment. He believed with every fiber of his being that he could do it now. Now all he had to do was to step up to the starting line and carry out the plan that he had done 1,000 times in his mind. The gun went off and Roger Bannister ran into the history books with his sub-4-minute mile. By doing so, he paved the way for hundreds of other people to do the same. Hi, I'm Tony Robbins. I want you to know right off the bat that I have tremendous respect for you for committing to make this change in your life. I know that there's a lot of different emotion that comes up when one starts to think about making any kind of a change, much less changing something we've been addicted to for maybe years. And I just want you to know that while you may have some concern right now, you may be a little bit nervous, you may be excited, you may be a bit skeptical, whatever emotion you're feeling, it's fine. But I do want you to have a positive expectancy. And what I mean by that is really simple. You may have run a lot of races like Roger Bannister did, or you had a big goal, a big desire, this thing you wanted to change, and you may not have achieved that goal. You may have what you called failed in the past. So how can you be sure that you're going to be able to succeed now? Plus, after we've tried something many times and not achieved what we want, what invariably happens very often, we get to the point where we don't want to give our all. We don't want to get our hopes up. And when we don't get our hopes up, though, when we don't create that certainty, we don't follow through with all of who we are. We don't apply all of our ability and skill to create a change. This is not just going to be a program that inspires you and then magically weight just drops off you and you don't have to do anything. Obviously, it's going to take more than just inspiration. This program is going to take you step by step with achievable steps on what to do, how to do it, and it will inspire you to do it as well. But what's going to make this program work is it is so systematic and so clear about what to do in ways that will help you to master your body, master your mind, master your emotions for a lifetime, not just to lose a few pounds for a few days, weeks, or months. For me, this is not just a weight loss program. This is a program for freedom. This will give you the emotional freedom you deserve. Where you're no longer stuck with the addiction of having to always eat or feeling like food goes by, you gotta have it, or when's your next meal gonna be? It'll give you the physical freedom as well, the vitality, the strength, the joy that you deserve. And I just want you to know from my heart to yours, I respect you, I care about you, even though we've not met. And I'm gonna be here for you as a coach, along with my associate, Dr. Nate Booth. And the three of us together are gonna take this journey and we're gonna help you produce results. You're not going to have to do it by yourself. And ultimately, you're the person who's got to make the decisions and follow through. All we can be is your coach. But if you'll do what we talk about, if you'll work with us here together, you and I and Nate together, the three of us, we'll form a triad that can guide you to a whole new level, a whole new quality of life. That's what I'm committed to. So again, I thank you. And with this introduction, let's get right into it. What is it going to take to really create a change that's going to last in your life? What's it going to take for you to be free? To finally know that you're in complete charge of your mind, your body, and your emotions? Will you really, truly create the body you deserve as a lifestyle, not something you pursue for the rest of your life, something you live? You know, you can be on an airplane and the pilot grabs his chest and starts to have a massive coronary, and you might want to fly that plane, but wanting's not enough. It's got to be a total must for you. If you have to find a way, most people find a way, especially if you've got a good strategy. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to raise our standards. We're going to add strategy as well. But it starts with a standard. It starts with taking the changes you want and making them things beyond want, beyond desire, to making them a must. Something that must happen, and it must happen now, and there's no question about it in your life. That is the first stage. And by the way, you all may already be there. And if you're there, I can promise you, we've got the tools to get you to where you want to be long term. But you got to get it to a must. You got to raise your standards. Say, you know, I'm not overweight, so how can I help you? I used to be overweight, something massive. You know, there was a point in my life, a little more than 8 years ago, where I was incredibly frustrated in my life, where I felt like I had no future, I had no sense of identity. I wasn't close to my creator. I was basically staying in a relationship with a lady who I really wasn't attracted to, was the only person I thought I could possibly have in my life, because I didn't look at myself very well. How could I attract somebody else who's got quality vitality and energy and a nice physical appearance if I didn't have it? And what happened was, out of my frustration, all the challenges in my life, I wanted to change how I would feel, so I always turned to food as the drug, the way to instantly change the way I felt. The problem is, as I'm sure you've discovered, the more you turn to food to try and change your emotional state, the more problems you have. Because sure enough, you start eating either the kinds of foods or the amounts of foods, which create you being even more overweight. Create this cycle of them looking at yourself and feeling worse about yourself, and you're in that downward spiral. And nothing I tried would work. Nothing. No matter how many diets I do, I lose the weight, gain it right back. I got so frustrated, I got to the point where I felt like nothing ever would work. I got to that point we now call learned helplessness, where you start to believe that a problem is permanent, that nothing will change it. And I got to tell you something, that is the core belief you must avoid at all cost. Because once you start thinking that, you know, you've done everything, then pretty soon you just give up. You have not done everything. You haven't done this program, I can tell you that. It works. Because when I learned the things I'm going to share with you in this program, I lost 30 pounds in 38 days. I lost the balance in a little more than 10 more days. And all I can tell you is that I didn't just inspire myself. I didn't just use willpower. That never would work by itself. I had the right strategy, I had the right beliefs, and I held myself to a new standard. I know you've wanted to lose weight before, but we're going to do it this time. We're not just going to lose it temporarily, though. We're going to create a new lifestyle, one that will give you the power and the energy you deserve, as well as the body you deserve, that you will now and forever be free of the addiction of food once and for all in your life. That, in fact, you will have the body you deserve, that you will make it happen, that you'll be trim, light, and strong for the rest of your life. Step two to changing anything in your life, you've got to change any of your limiting beliefs that would hold you back. Because a lot of times in life, people raise their standards. They have these huge goals. They say, this is a must. This is how I want to do this thing. I'm committed to it. And they really are. But then they go to try and implement. They try to make the change. And in their gut, they really don't believe it's going to happen. Inside, they're thinking, yeah, I got these goals. I'm going to make these goals happen. Ah, but I can't. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. You know, I'm afraid. Or, you know, but I've never succeeded in the past. So how can I be certain I'll do it this time? And they create doubt. Let me tell you something. The only enemy you have in the world of creating change for yourself is doubt. You don't want to doubt yourself. There's enough other people in the world that will doubt you without you having to doubt yourself. You don't need any help. The bottom line is you need to be in a position where you create a sense of certainty inside yourself. And you know what? That's all a belief is. It's a feeling of certainty. A sense inside of you that, hey, whatever it takes, I can make it happen. That I am bigger than this little minor challenge that I have. And I got to tell you, the belief you've got to avoid is that this problem is permanent. If you buy into that belief, you're had. And if you bought into it up until now, now's a good time to start questioning it. Because the truth of the matter is, too many of the people have changed, and there are other things in your life you used to believe. Aren't there some things you once believed totally, and you look back on it now, and you kind of laugh at yourself and say, I can't even believe I used to believe that. Well, the same thing is going to be true for you about weight loss, about food by the time we're done here. Your beliefs will be radically different, and so will your behaviors. But it's going to require your willingness to make a decision that says, this is my life standard, and let me do whatever's necessary to discover the beliefs that are holding me back and get rid of them. And in this program, we're going to do that systematically for you. And think about the impact this will have, not only on you, but on the people you care about. You as a role model for your kids, to make sure that they're not caught up in this cultural conditioning that we have that makes food our way of dealing with our emotions, instead of being able to allow us to live life fully. So let's say you raise your standards. Let's say you really believe, you have a sense of certainty. Is that enough? The answer is no. Go back to our metaphor again. You're in that plane. You're committed. But you better know what to do. Maybe you've gone about trying to make this change in the past. And maybe you really had a high standard. Maybe you really believed. But you didn't have the right strategy. You know, if you're running east looking for a sunset, you got a problem. I don't care how inspired you are. I don't care how much you believe. You still have to do the right things. Both Nate and myself are going to guide you through a step-by-step procedure that can help you once and for all create the body you deserve for life. This system works. You can trust it. It is modeled from those who succeeded in every area of our society. People have different personalities, different backgrounds, different beliefs. But the system still makes sense. There are laws like gravity, and there are laws that guide us into creating changes. There are laws that will guide us into producing results. The strategies of this program, I will tell you in advance, are a bit outrageous at times. Some of you might think, this is crazy. I can't do this. Yes, you can. What you can't continue to do is overeat or eat foods that you know are not healthy for your body. You can't settle for less than you deserve to be physically and therefore emotionally in your life. That's what you got to know. And if you keep doing the same things you've always done, you'll get the same results you've always gotten. You know, we've all heard about the insanity principle, haven't we? Where people go out and do the same thing again and again and they expect a different result? That's crazy. It's like, what happens? You run out and you lose your keys. What's the first thing you do? You say, oh my gosh, where's my keys? And you look in this first drawer and it's not there. And you go to look on the counter and you got this little area you usually check out, don't you? You go this whole loop and check out your car again. And when you're all done checking everywhere you think you could check, what do you do? You go back to that first drawer again. Like it's all of a sudden magic is going to appear in the drawer. And then you do the next place, you go back to your car, what happens? You go back to the third time, you go back through the same stuff again. That's crazy. You're doing the same thing expecting a different result. What's really scary is when you find them on the fourth time in that same drawer, right? But seriously, in the past you've tried to make changes, but I'd be willing to bet you tried it the same way. You probably tried to do it just with willpower. You probably tried to do it and saying, here's how I'm going to do it. You didn't have the right plan. We've got a plan that works. Work with us, trust us, and apply it. Commit yourself to do all the things we're talking about, all the outrageous things, and I can promise you results. Now, I got a lot of energy, you might notice. Maybe I should let you breathe in your ears here for a second. I do want to share with you how to take these three phases and make them more specific. How do we really raise the standard? How do we really change the belief? How do we really get ourselves to adopt a strategy that works? How do we make that practical? We're not after just a change that's going to last a week or a month or even 6 months or a year. We're talking about lasting change, the body you deserve for the rest of your life. That's really our focus here. We are not going to do it just by dieting. It'll never work that way. We're talking about changing your identity where you no longer even think the way a person who overeats thinks. You no longer think like the kind of person that would consume food you know do not store vitality in your body. You've become the kind of person who is absolutely free, someone who's shaping their own destiny and knows it. Think about how that's going to feel. That is a feeling you deserve to have for a lifetime. That's the promise of this program. It goes way beyond weight loss. It goes to the deepest part of you mentally and emotionally, and maybe even in some cases for you spiritually, where you know who you are, what you stand for, and how you live your life is consistent with your ultimate expectations, your ultimate desires, not a bunch of excuses that we've all learned to utilize in order to justify a behavior that in our gut we know does not support us, our family members, or our friends, or anything that we care about or stand for. Does this sound enticing to you? I sure hope so, because if it does, you're on the right track. So let's get back to what I started to tell you, which is in working with all these hundreds of thousands of people throughout the years and having the opportunity to help them to make changes in virtually every area of their life and really guiding them to do it. And what I mean by that is I didn't make the change for any of these people. I couldn't. But I coached people, and that's what I want to do with you. Part of how I was able to do that was by modeling people that were already making changes. I started looking around and saying, when people create lasting change, what do they do in common? And when people go and try and create a change and it doesn't last or they don't make the change at all, what's in common in that situation? It brought a bunch of questions to mind, and that's the great thing about life. If you ask really good questions and you keep expecting an answer, you tend to get one. Ask and you shall receive. And so I began to ask myself, what do these things have in common when they're succeeding? I have, throughout the years, defined what I think are the six fundamental steps that every person goes through when they successfully create a lasting change. And I call them the six steps of something called neuroassociative conditioning. Big words. What the heck does it mean? Well, just realize that what drives our behavior as human beings is what we associate to things in our gut, in our nervous system. But the point of the matter is we all try to avoid pain in life, and whatever we link pain to, we try to avoid being a part of. We try to avoid doing. Conversely, we all want to do something that's pleasurable. If we think something is going to give us greater pleasure, that's why people smoke. That's why people overeat. That's why people drink. That's why people do a lot of things that they know intellectually are not really all that great, but we do them because it makes us feel good. And it's the best way we know on how to feel good. So all of us in our nervous system throughout our lifetimes have developed strategies on how to get out of pain and get into pleasure. For you, one of those ways clearly in the past has been through the use of food. That's been a great way to get out of pain and into pleasure. You've given yourself that reward at times when you wanted to change your state. Just think about it. Putting food in your stomach alone changes the blood flow, changes the way you breathe, instantly changes your physiology, the sensations you begin to experience in your life. So we're not going to succeed just by overnight saying, okay, we're just going to start using willpower, or we're going to put you on XYZ diet, and then everything's going to turn around. We're going to have to be much smarter than that. We've got to realize that you've created a neurological set of connections in your body. meaning your brain has learned to link this pattern, this habit, with a way of creating some of the most important sensations you could possibly experience in your life, pleasure and the avoidance of pain. So if we're going to create a change that's going to last, we've got to take you through a system that's going to help you to interrupt that pattern. That is, free yourself from that connection, because it's literally happening in your brain. It is real. It is physical. And it leads to this thing called overeating, or again, eating foods that don't support you. So what are the six steps? I keep referring to them. I don't tell you what they are. Well, hopefully it's got some excitement going inside you, some anticipation, a little curiosity maybe. Here's the first one. It's so simple. Step number one is decide, what do you really want, and what's preventing you from having it? As simple as this sounds, most people, when you ask them, what do you want in your life, they tell you what they don't want. And I got to tell you, whatever you focus on, you move towards. If you're constantly focused on what you don't want, you constantly think about what you don't want, you get more of it. So I say to you, don't think of the color blue. Don't think of the color blue. Come on, whatever you do, don't think of the color blue. Don't think of the color blue. Well, what happens? You think of the color blue. And as you think about it, if you have emotions about blue, you feel it. Whatever you talk about, whatever you think about, whatever you focus on, you're going to move towards. I give you a classic example. And by the way, I want to say something right now. I hope you've watched our videotape. If you haven't, I want you to do so. And these six steps we talked about there briefly, we're going to talk about a little bit more detail here. And there'll be some repetition. I want to tell you something. I'm a strong believer. Repetition is the mother of skill. I always know somebody who's a failure when they say, I've already heard this. Let me tell you something. Lots of people know what to do, but they don't do what they know. If you hear something enough times, if you see it enough times, you're more likely not only to remember it, but maybe use it. So I want to remind you that as you listen to these tapes, you're free to listen to them again and again. And I'm going to try and reinforce concepts in these tapes again and again. So I hope you don't feel like, oh my gosh, is he going to say that again? Yes, I'm going to say it again. You got repetition. That's how you started overeating in the first place. You had to develop that habit. Repetition is what created the challenge, and repetition is what's going to create the solution. So let me repeat a story from there, because it's a great metaphor. The first thing I learned when I went to racing school was such a valuable metaphor. I shared it thousands of times. They tell you, they say, look, Tony, you're great at what you're doing. You're going to get better. But there's one skill you got to master if you want to be successful as a racer, and that especially if you want to live as a racer. I said, what's that? They said, you must learn how to come out of a spin. Now think about it. What is a spin? You're out of control, and you're running a pattern. A spin is a pattern, isn't it? It's not one you're directing, but it's happening. I thought, what a great metaphor for life. Most people in life can succeed, but they better know how to come out of spins, because we're all going to hit emotional spins, physical spins, psychological, spiritual, family spins. We're going to be challenged. We feel like we're out of control. Things are not going the way we want them to go. We've got to learn how to come out of those and come out of them quickly and come out of them healthfully. I said, well, how do you do it? He said, it's really simple. All you have to remember is one thing. All you've got to do is focus on where you want to go instead of on what you fear. I said, oh, that's great. Yeah, that's easy. I teach this stuff. No problem. Right? Well, there was a bit of a problem when they stuck me in a car and you're going, you know, like a bat out of you know where. And all of a sudden, they have this little computer on the car. They can push a button. It's called a spin car. And it lifts up whichever wheel they want. And all of a sudden, you start spinning out of control straight at a wall. I can tell you, when I started going out of control, I didn't go, okay, now I'm going to focus on where I want to go. I went, and I start staring at the wall screaming, and the guy's in the car next to me, thank God, he grabs me by the head and pushes my head to my left in the direction we need to go. And you know what? When I started focusing where I want to go, do you think I instantly was no longer sliding to the wall? No. There's a lag time. Now, you got to take that moment of faith. That's what this whole program is going to require, some faith, where there's no evidence yet, but you're still going to trust. Even though it hasn't worked in the past, you still got to trust. See, this guy who ran 4 minute miles, he had to have faith. Bannister had faith, you got to have faith. I didn't have much faith, so the hand of the guy next to me made up for my faith by pushing my face in the direction I needed to go. And sure enough, I was still panicking. If I could have looked back at the wall, I would have. And you know what? If I did, we would have crashed. Instead, he kept my face over there, and we kept sliding, and suddenly, all of a sudden, the wheels catch. And wham, we go in the direction we focus on. Because when you look there, the wheel turns, everything turns in the direction you focus, whether you think about it or not. So he looked at me and said, did you learn? I went, oh yeah, I got it, no problem. Sure enough, next time, they push a button when I least suspect it. I've been out there for 20, 30 minutes going full blast. I start heading for the wall. What do you think I look? My eyes go right to the wall again. Grabs my head. By the third time, when I start going out of control, wham, I just started looking the direction I need to go, and I kept trusting. I kept doing everything I needed to do, and trusting would work out, and sure enough, it did. Will it always work out? No. Will it work out most of the time you do this? Yes. And that's a critical distinction. Nothing in life is perfect, but if you do it consistently, you'll get results. It's like the law of sowing and reaping. If you sow, you'll reap. Except when the winter comes so intensely too soon that it destroys your whole crop. Here I am, I planted the crop, I did everything the way I'm supposed to do it, I sowed and I didn't reap. Well, you know what? It's a long-term plan, right? If you sow consistently, you will reap consistently. There'll be a few minor exceptions. The point of the matter is this. If you say, well, one time I focused on all the good, but it still turned up bad, don't use that as an excuse not to focus on the good now. You know, you got to consistently focus on the good. And if you focus on what you want, you're going to achieve it, because all of your resources, all that's inside of you can help you to achieve it, only shows up when you focus upon it. So the question is, what do you really want? What you really want is to be able to enjoy yourself, right? Now, what's preventing that from happening? Obviously, if you picked up this program, it's because when you look in that mirror, you don't like what you see, or you don't like what you feel. Yet at the same time, you love the taste of food. What a dichotomy. You got to decide that what you want is not just to lose weight. And again, nobody wants to lose anything. What do you want? You want to be vital. You want to be free. You want to be strong. You want to look in that mirror and you want to smile broadly. You want to have pride when you approach somebody of the opposite sex, or with, you know, when you're with your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend. You want to feel like, wow, I'm proud of who I am physically, just as I am spiritually and emotionally and every other area of my life. But you must define what your target is, and it's got to be something that's compelling to you. It's got to go beyond the mere idea of, well, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. That's not going to inspire anybody. You must create a compelling future. You must create a clear focus as to what you do want versus what you don't want. Now, what's preventing that from happening? Obviously, what's preventing it is, in the past, your strategy for trying to make this change has required you to have pain. You had to starve. You had to give certain things up. You didn't have a new choice. That's what's going to be different in this program. So, by the way, we're going to begin step one today. Today, you might even let your mind begin to start thinking about, what do you really want? Don't just say, I want to lose 10 pounds. In a positive frame of reference, what do you want? What do you want specifically? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to create in your life that'll inspire you? Step two is, you've got to get leverage on yourself. A lot of people in life have decided that they want to make a change, but they don't follow through, or their follow-through lasts a day or a week. I don't know about you, but I used to have these deals where I'd say, okay, I'm going to go on a fast for the next 10 days, and I'm going to eat nothing but water. I'm going to eat water. That's what I'm going to do. And sure enough, I'm going to lose all this weight. I'm going to get it done once and for all, take control of my life. And I had every bit of intention. I was very clear on my goal. But you know what happened about noon in the first day? I started thinking to myself, juice isn't so bad. I mean, juice is pretty good for you. And about 1 o'clock, I'm going, fruit's really good for you. And about 2 o'clock, I'm thinking to myself, a salad. Now, a salad is vegetables. Vegetables are really good. And about 4 o'clock, I'd be saying, a burger and fries ain't so bad. You know, the bottom line is, we need to be able to stick to something once we decide on it. And that's the power step number two, leverage. We've got to get leverage on ourselves, where our brain says to violate the standard we set for ourselves, to violate our plan, equals too much pain. Way more pain than what we might be experiencing temporarily because we're focusing on food that we think we might want to have. We also have to link that making this change equals tons of pleasure. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. We got to remember that. We got to feel it in our body. We got to remember what that vitality and energy and passion feels like. No food can compare with that. Next time you start eating some food you know is not so great, notice how you feel afterwards. But instead of waiting until afterwards, what if you thought about that feeling before you overate? How would you respond? We're going to help you to train your body to start doing this. Train yourself to get leverage so that when you're making a choice, the choice is not a question of, do I want to eat something that's going to make me feel full, but can I eat something that can make me feel vital, feel alive? That's going to require some leverage, and we're going to guide you in this program through several steps on how to make that happen. If I held a gun to your head and said, you've got to lose a pound a week, I'm going to come back here and blow your brains out, I'd be willing to bet you could find a way to do it. What do you think? See, you know what the challenge is? Yes, sometimes it's we don't know what to do. It is true. Sometimes we get caught up and we are not losing weight because we're going out there and we've starving ourselves, and starvation is not the solution. But most of us have all these changes we want to make in our lives. We say, I should lose weight. I shouldn't eat this kind of food. I shouldn't overeat. We just shit all over ourselves and we don't change it. We got to turn those shoulds into absolute musts. When we make them into musts, you'll find out, you'll figure out how to make things happen. And the good news is, this program will show you the best strategy and how to do that. Again, so you're not going in the dark. You're not just starving yourself. But more importantly, you're going to have the leverage to maintain it for a lifetime. And since the strategy doesn't require starvation, you can stay on the program for a lifetime. It's a new way of living as opposed to something you do temporarily to try and get a temporary change to try and make yourself feel good in the short term so you can feel bad later on because you didn't stick to it. This will be a whole different frame of reference.